another primetime hearing. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. The House committee investigating the January 6th riot set to convene tomorrow night. The focus, President Trump's actions while the riot was going on. And the committee has requested information from the Secret Service.
Chairman Benny Thompson and Vice Chair Liz Cheney of the January 6th committee write, quote, "The Secret Service has begun producing records. We have concerns about a system migration that we have been told resulted in the erasure of Secret Service cell phone data. They say erasing agents' phones after four congressional committees asked for these records could be a violation of the Federal Records Act." A spokesman for the Secret Service says agents were instructed to upload official government text messages before their phones were erased, and that texting over cell networks isn't typically how agents communicate.
Fox's Rich Edson. The government rested its case today in the contempt of Congress case against former Trump aide Steve Bannon, who was charged for refusing to cooperate with the January 6th investigation committee. The chief counsel for the panel today suggested Bannon may have had advanced knowledge of the riot. Two Texas men have been indicted in the case where a tractor trailer was found last month in San Antonio, Texas, with 53 dead or dying migrants inside. The U.S. Attorney's Office in San Antonio says Homero Zamora Jr. and Christian Martinez, both of Pasadena, Texas, face a multitude of charges, some of which could result in life sentences. A U.S. soldier is dead, nine more hurt from a lightning strike at Fort Gordon, Georgia.
The identity of the one soldier killed won't be released until his family's notified. No details yet on the other soldiers who were hurt. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp sent out a tweet saying his family is praying for the family of this soldier and for those hurt by this unfortunate lightning strike.
Fox's Jill Nato. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Defense Department is sending another round of aid for Ukraine.
It will be our 16th drawdown of equipment from DOD inventory since August 2021. It will include four more HIMARS advanced rocket systems for a total of 16.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, the U.S. announced an additional $820 million in aid for Ukraine July 1st, bringing the total amount to about $7 billion since Russia invaded the country. Well, in Iran yesterday, Russian President Vladimir Putin said it appears Ukraine has no interest in abiding by the peace agreement the two nations agreed to in March. A mother who says her daughter and niece were ignored by a Sesame Place character is criticizing the park's reaction to the incident.
The viral video shows the two young black girls reaching their hands out to the Sesame Street character Rosita during a parade at Sesame Place Park in Langhorne, Pennsylvania on Saturday. Following social media backlash, Sesame Place released a statement that extended an apology and invited the girls back for a meet-and-greet opportunity with the characters. Jody Brown says her daughter and niece experienced discrimination and says she doesn't think the statements released by Sesame Place go far enough.
I just feel like the apologies were not genuine.
Sesame Place says they will conduct more employee training. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Trial of R. Kelly's manager is underway on charges he forced the cancellation of a screening of a documentary about Kelly's sexual abuse of women and girls by calling it a threat to the crowded Manhattan theater. Donnell Russell is accused of making the call in December 2018 from a Chicago home, claiming someone with a gun was planning to fire on the crowd. The phone call prompted an emergency call to police, who ordered an evacuation that forced the cancellation of the premiere, including a live panel discussion that was to include several women featured in the documentary. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.